Hey guys, this is the Harbolt Company here with another audio description of an item that we currently have in stock for sale. And I am super, super stoked about this item because I feel that I am sort of like a water bottle connoisseur. I basically have a water bottle with me every day, and I have for probably the past 20-something years. And my preference, my liquid of choice is water. I do drink a lot of water, and I do recommend it to everybody out there. Get your water, guys. There's time for soda and things like that, but you always need to get your water. Anyway, this is, I feel, the ultimate water bottle. And this can be for water, it can be for soda, it can be for lemonade, it can be for iced tea, it can be for cocktails, it can be for beer, whatever you want to put in this. This is the ultimate. And why do I say it's the ultimate? Well, first of all, because of number one, what it is, and because of what it offers with the water bottle. Now, most water bottles, you get the water bottle and you get one lid and that's about it. But guys, this is not that. This you're actually going to get three different lids with this water bottle. Now, a water bottle is not a good water bottle unless, number one, it keeps your drinks cold really, really long, or keeps your drinks warm or hot really, really long. And number two, if it's leak-proof and spill-proof. And I'm happy to say this one checks the box and the boxes for everything that I could want in a water bottle. I have been using this now for a while, for the last week or so, and I love it. It is awesome. This is a double wall, vacuum insulated, or vacuum sealed, double wall insulated, stainless steel water bottle. Okay, so that's going to be, number one, the double wall insulation is going to get it, make it so it's going to keep your cold drinks cold for up to 36 hours. Now, guys, I've seen water bottles that do that for like 24 hours, but 36 hours is unheard of. So this will keep your drinks cold up to 36 hours, and it will keep your warm drinks like coffee, cocoa, whatever you want to put in it that's warm, it's going to keep those warm up to 13 hours. Now, when I say warm, I don't mean hot, so it's not going to go, you're not going to go back and scald your mouth 13 hours later on your drink, because everybody knows, or at least most people know, that it's a lot harder to keep your warm drinks warm, your hot drinks hot, than it is to keep your cold drinks cold. So this one is going to give you up to 13 hours of keeping your drink warm. Now, we've got these in 26 ounces. We might carry some larger ounce ones in the future. So just check our website. And if we decide to carry some larger ones, we will have those on the website. But as of right now, we've got 26 ounces, which is pretty good. I mean, that's a decent amount of liquid, guys. That's over two cans of Coke. So if you think of a can of Coke or soda is 12 ounces, 26 ounces is going to be over two of those. So this is going to be cool because it actually is slimmer at the bottom, and then as it goes to the top, it gets wider. So at the bottom, slimmer is going to be able to fit in any cup holder in any vehicle out there. So car, truck, whatever, this is going to be able to fit in the cup holders. And then the top, it's going to get a little bit wider, and that's going to give you your extra room for your drinks. On the bottom of this, it does have a rubber bottom going all the way across, and it will have a sticker on it, so you will want to peel that sticker off. But this rubber bottom is going to keep it from sliding or scratching your furniture, table, whatever you set it on. So that's a really nice feature there. Now let's talk about the top of it. Now the top of it, where the mouth of it is, it's a nice wide mouth that easy to get ice in. I can easily put this under my refrigerator ice maker and it will go in there and the ice doesn't go everywhere on the floor. So it's got a nice wide mouth. The other cool thing, guys, is this opening of this water bottle is the same size and will fit the Circle Sips out there. So if you guys don't know what Circle is, it's a company that started a couple of years ago, or a year ago, year and a half, something like that, that they actually sell these little flavored water. Like if you are not a big fan of just regular water and you like to have flavored water, you can buy these little sips, they call them, and they're different flavors, and they screw onto the lid of the water bottle, and then as you drink, it flavors the water. So you can also dial how strong you want the flavor to be or how weak you want it to be or whatever. And the mouth of this will hold those circle sips. So that is a really cool feature. You don't have to buy their water bottle. You can actually use this one and just use their sips and you can get your flavored water. All right, now let's talk about the lids because I think that is a really cool part of this. This is going to give you three different lids with this water bottle, okay? The first lid, the one that I use, is a spring-loaded flip-top lid that opens up with just the press of a button. So it's spring-loaded, and it will flip open with the press of a button, just like that, for one-handed operation. So that way you can grab the water bottle, open the water, the lid and everything, and drink out of it with one hand, even with your other hand being busy doing something else. So that is my favorite lid. It also has where it snaps down in the front, there is a little flip-up plastic lock that you can flip it up over that lid, the end of this lid here, and it will actually lock it in place. So if this button accidentally gets pressed, the lid won't flip open and liquid won't go everywhere. So it does have that little lock, and then you just simply flip it down to unlock it and then flip it up back and latch it back into place to lock it. So very cool there. And then this does have a built-in handle behind toward the back of the lid where the flip top kind of flips open. There is a handle so you can easily carry it from room to room. You can carry it with you while you're out. You could hook it onto a bag. You could hook it onto like a piece of luggage or whatever. It's got a handle that is easily grabbable, if that's a word, grabbable. And this lid has a seal where it snaps down in place. It also has a seal underneath the lid where it screws down on the bottle. And guys, when I say these are leak-proof and spill-proof, as long as the lids are snapped down and they're screwed down tight, I can turn this upside down, shake it, nothing comes out. I'm holding this over my lap and I'm shaking it. Not a single drop comes out. And that is great because if you want to take this in a bag, throw it in a backpack, a purse, whatever, this is not going to come open and leak and the water's not going to go everywhere or whatever liquid is not going to go anywhere in your bag. So not just is it spill proof. Now, spill proof means that if you, like some things out there are spill proof, meaning if you knocked it over, there's going to be maybe a little water or liquid that leaks out, but it's not going to just be like a gusher. But when you have leak-proof and spill-proof, that means nothing is coming out of this bottle as long as the lids are screwed down tight and the flip-top and everything is snapped down tight. So that is a cool feature there, especially for me because I'm always knocking my bottle over. So that is a big feature. Now, because this gets slim toward the bottom, if you out there have little smaller hands like I do, then it is easier to hold, so that's a nice feature. Or if you have bigger hands, you can grab up around the wide part, or you can take your little hands and grab up around the lip, and it gets smaller, of course, where the opening is and so forth. So these bottles can be grabbed by any hand, no matter what size. Now, let's talk about underneath this flip top lid, it actually has an attachment, and this attachment is a shaker. It is a a cocktail. I don't know why I said mobile. I don't know what was on my mind. A cocktail shaker. Okay, now it doesn't have to be for cocktails. It could actually be for mixing powdered drinks, doing protein shakes, any kind of thing that you need to mix. This little triangular shaker goes onto the bottom of this lid and it's locked into place. And it will come this way out of the box. So it will be on the bottom of the lid out of the box. Now, you can still use it even if you're not using it for shaking, even if you're just using it for ice water or soda or whatever. You can leave it on if you want, but if you want to take it off, you're simply going to turn it counterclockwise a quarter of a turn, just like that, and then pull straight out, and it comes right off. So now you can just put the shaker away until you need it, and then if you need it, you simply just line up the little parts that I can't think of the word. Basically, line up the part where it goes down in. There's only like 1, 2, 3. There's like 3 openings, and it can only go in one way. And when that drops down in those little openings, then you're going to twist it a quarter of a turn clockwise like that, and it locks into place. So grooves, I guess you could call them. So 3 little grooves. It will only go in, and you'll be able to feel it when all 3 grooves go into place. Is there 3? Yeah, 3. And then at that point, you can twist it clockwise, 1/4 turn, and now you got a shaker. So now I could take some Gatorade, some powdered Gatorade, put it in my bottle, put some water, some ice, put this on, and now shake it really good, vigorously, and it's going to mix it up really well. Or if I want to mix a cocktail, I could do that, shake it up really well, it's going to mix it up. Or any protein powder drinks, energy drinks, anything like that that you need to mix up really well, this shaker will do that. So I don't use mine, so I just take it off and leave it off. Now let's talk about the next lid. And let me find that other lid. I got everything scattered around here. Okay. Okay, the other lid here is going to be for you straw drinkers out there. So I do know that there are some people that like to drink out of a straw. So with this water bottle, you also get this lid that on the bottom of it, it has a little rubber opening, kind of a rubber proboscis with an opening in the middle. And then inside the box, you get a reusable, nice plastic straw. What you're going to do is you're going to take that straw and you're going to insert it into the rubber proboscis. I just like saying proboscis. And you're going to press on it until it can't go any further. So now this rubber proboscis has got the straw locked in to the bottom of this lid. So now what we're going to do is we're going to, let me get my lid here and let me take this one off. Unscrew this one. Okay. And I'm going to take this straw one and I'm going to stick it down inside. And then I'm going to screw this lid down on there. Got a little too much ice in my bottle here. And I have water going everywhere. All right, so I got this lid on here, and I'm going to go ahead and screw it down. So now it's got a straw going all the way to the bottom of the water bottle, and I'm going to screw this lid down. All right, so now this lid has this really cool little thing where it has a little built-in straw that actually flips out. And so when you flip this straw out on the lid, it is going to open up the pathway for the straw that's down in your bottle to be able to get the water out to you up the top. So it's the straw at the top here is about an inch long, and it folds down inside the top of the lid, and then there is a little plastic lip that is sticking up. You're going to take your finger and you're going to just pull that back towards you, and the straw up at the top here will actually fold out. And now you've got a little straw about an inch tall sticking up out of the lid, and it has now opened up the pathway for the for the liquid to come up through the straw that's in the bottle, up down, up now to where the straw is to your lips here on this. And you can just give it a nice little suck there. You know, just give it a little pull there off the straw, and the water comes out nice. Now, I guess you could turn it upside down and kind of let it dribble into your mouth if you wanted to. But it's really made to be like a straw. So just like you would in a regular cup at a restaurant or whatever, just, you know, suck up the liquid from the bottle. And then when you're done, you can actually just push this straw back into the lid. And now I can turn it upside down, shake it, nothing comes out. So when you press it back down into the lid, it locks off that pathway, so there's no liquid that's going to come up that straw and come out now. So very, very cool there. This also has a handle built into this lid. It's a little bit smaller of a handle than the other one, but you could definitely get your fingers through it. It's big enough. You could definitely hang it from a bag or a piece of luggage or whatever you want. But that is the straw lid. This is really neat, guys. Really neat little design here. So you just take your finger, grab it onto that little ledge or that little lip, just pull it back towards you, and the handle is opposite where the straw is. So the handle is toward the back, and then the straw actually flips up towards you away from the handle, and then when you want to lock it back down and seal it back down, you're just going to press that straw back down into the lid, and now it's down in there, and nothing is going to come out. So that is the straw lid. Very, very cool there. And like I said, the straw can be removed, so then you can wash it. But I will tell you the really cool design about this is that little rubber proboscis. There, I got to say it again. It really holds the straw in well. So this straw is not just going to simply fall out of this lid. You got to actually put some force into it to actually get this straw out of that little rubber piece. So it is not going just to drop out into your bottle or anything like that. It's not going to accidentally fall out or what have you. All right, so I'm going to go ahead and take this lid off, and let me get all the water out of here before it goes everywhere on me. All right, now the final lid that you're going to get in here is a handle lid. Now, the bottom of this lid does have a little piece of plastic covering the bottom, so you definitely want to peel that off. Also, the bottle is going to have a piece of, or a sticker or a piece of plastic around the side, so you'll want to peel that off. And then, of course, I mentioned earlier, it has a sticker on the bottom, so you'll want to peel that off. So be sure to get all those stickers off before you use it or, you know, wash it or whatever. This is simply I call this a jar lid, but I'm sure that's not the official term for it. But basically, it is just a lid that locks everything in to the bottle, but it doesn't provide you a certain way to get the liquid out. So if you wanted to use this lid and drink from the bottle, basically you're going to have to drink from the bottle spout or the bottle opening. But I also could see this being used, like if you wanted to carry some like chicken soup, maybe some broth, somewhere you want to go and you want to pour this into another cup, or maybe you want to share with some friends. You could use this lid, take this lid off, and then pour your liquid, pour whatever into another cup, into your friend's cup, pour it into a way to be able to, maybe a little bowl or something for your soup or whatever. But if you like go on a hike, this would be perfect for loading it up with some hot chicken soup or something like that. But anyway, this lid has a handle on the top, and this is probably, well, it's a little wider handle than the others, but it's not necessarily, you know, any bigger, but it is a little wider. I can get 3 fingers on it and carry it that way. You could also hook this to a bag, a backpack, whatever you want to do. But I call this a jar lid. It is just a simple, lid that gives you no means to really get the liquid out other than just drinking from the spout. I mean, from the bottle opening, or pouring what's in the bottle into something else. So that is the lid there. It also still seals it. All these lids are going to seal it. Leak-proof, spill-proof, turn upside down, shake it, nothing's coming out. So you definitely don't have to worry about any of these lids letting anything out. They're all going to seal the bottle really well. But this is going to be kind of a handle lid with a nice space on it to grab hold of or hook, whatever you want to do. All right, so those are the lids, guys, that you get with this. And that's what makes this water bottle, I feel, the ultimate water bottle, because you get the great water bottle, but you also get the different lids, the removable cocktail or powder mixed shaker on it. You get the reusable straw. You get all that, guys, in this box. So it's very, very cool. And I love it. I love this water bottle. This is definitely my new favorite water bottle. It, like I mentioned earlier, it's going to keep your stuff cold up to 36 hours. It's going to keep your stuff warm up to 13 hours. Now let's talk about washing this. I actually washed mine on the top rack of the dishwasher. They do recommend that you hand wash it. So, you can do what you want there. They don't usually recommend running these types of water bottles, these double wall vacuum sealed water bottles, double wall insulated vacuum sealed water bottles. They don't usually recommend running them through the dishwasher. The lids, I don't think would be any problem. I still even washed my water bottle on the top rack, but you guys can do what you want there. It's just up to you. Of course, to have it last the longest, you definitely would want to maybe hand wash the bottle, and then you could wash the lids on the top rack of the dishwasher. But if you're lazy like me, then you could just throw it on the top rack. Probably it would be fine, you know, for a while. So, all right, guys. So we have these in different colors, and check out the colors on the website. I'm not going to mention any colors in this recording just because the colors might change. So definitely check out the colors on the website to see what we have in stock. And like I also mentioned earlier, we might even get some larger ounce ones. I've got a 36 ounce coming. I'm going to check that one out. They actually, I think they're like a 46 ounce, which is humongous. So we might carry some other, you know, size capacity bottles or capacity size bottles. But as of right now, we've got the 26 ounce, and just keep watching the website for, if we add the larger ones going forward. Most people don't necessarily want a larger one than 26. I say that it just from experience, but I know there are some people out there that probably wouldn't mind a little bit larger. So we might definitely carry some of those. But guys, there's a lot to like about this water bottle. I know it's weird that I get excited about a water bottle, but I do because I use this thing every day. So all the different lids, the straw, the shaker, the way it keeps things cold so long, the leak proof, the spill proof, the way it keeps things warm so long, it's a home run. Definitely a home run as far as a water bottle goes. So anyway, guys, these are brand new in the box. If you have any questions, you can email us at sales@harboltcompany.com. And our website is harboltcompany.com, and our phone number is 405-471-1200. As always, we appreciate you. We'll catch you next time.